Welcome to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. This is show number 352 for February 2015. I'm Barry Kanch, your host, and Laureen Romero is here with us today as the co-host. And we do have an interview for the show today, and in the background is my Quaker parrot, Kiwi, who wants to talk to me while I'm talking to you, and so we'll all get in on the act here. We also have Gidget and Coco, our two dogs, who may come in and join the show as well at some point in time. But today, we're going to talk about Maui. And we have a guest with us who knows everything there is to know about Maui, and we'll be spending some time with him to help you learn more about Maui and the Hawaiian culture. But before we get to that, let me tell you that you can contact us or email me at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net. And also, the Home-Based Travel Agent Show is a proud affiliate of the National Association of Career Travel Agents, NACTA. Now, you can find our website at hometravelagent.net, and you can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/HBTAS, and Kiwi likes us there too. Actually, Kiwi does talk. He has quite a vocabulary. And nothing naughty. It's all good words. So if he comes on here and says a few things, don't be surprised. Anyhow, Laureen and I publish the show monthly, and we would love your feedback, so drop me an email at barry@hometravelagent.net. And I also have to say that we take no compensation for having guests on our show or recommending their products. Our guests are invited to the show because Laureen and I believe they offer something of value for the travel professional. So with all of that as a preamble, and before it starts pouring down rain again here, we're spending the winter here in South Florida, and it's been a beautiful time to be down here. In fact, we're on Hutchinson's Island on the Atlantic side near Jensen Beach. And it's just been wonderful to be away from Michigan. If you've listened to the show, you know that I usually spend winters in Michigan, our home. And the weather up there this morning was about 15 below zero, I think. So, and it was 70 degrees here, but pouring down rain. In fact, I thought I might try to record the show earlier, but you would have heard nothing but rain pounding on the roof of this motorhome that we're in. But anyhow, enough of that. What I want to do is get on with the interview, and you can learn more about Maui and the Hawaiian culture from Chris. And I have to say, I'm not even going to try to pronounce Chris's last name, but it's in the show notes, so if you want to give it a try. So anyhow, with all that, let's go on to the interview. Here we go. Welcome, everybody, to the interview section of the Home-Based Travel Agent Show. And our guest today is going to talk about, a location where the weather is always better. And I can relate to that. And today we also have Laureen with us, as usual. And how are you doing, Laureen?
I am doing excellent. Thank you for asking.
And what's happening in Windsor, California?
Windsor, well, ironically enough, Windsor is located in Sonoma County. It's almost always beautiful here. It's not as beautiful as where our guest is. However, we don't suffer from snow or really cold weather. In fact, the other day I posted something to my Facebook account happily sharing what it looked like out here in Sonoma County. I was walking in one of our regional parks, and I sent the picture just to, you know, support my friends who are back east in their cold, cold, snowy weather. And I got several rude comments from my friends saying that I'm now on their hate you list.
Well, I bet, you know, and I got up this morning and it was 17 degrees below zero from my hometown, but fortunately I'm not there. Gail and I got smart, and we took off for Florida this winter, and we're about an hour north of Fort Lauderdale on the Atlantic side, well, obviously on the Atlantic side, and enjoying some nice warm weather, finally. I'm not missing it a bit. So, anyhow.
I bet. And so now you get to fall in the category of a snowbird.
I do, yes.
Well, excellent, excellent. Thank you, Barry. I'd like to introduce our guest. Chris and I have known each other probably more years than we actually care to count, because I don't know if we have that many fingers yet. But Chris is the Director of Leisure Sales for the Maui Visitors and Convention Bureau. And I have to say, Chris has always held a really, really special place in my heart. He is very much of a professional, and he is the love and the passion of his island. He's a wonderful presenter, really knows how to shake a move, because I have seen him dance. And he totally gives the Hawaii's spirit and the Hawaii love. And I have to say, from a personal connection as well as a professional connection, Chris reached out to me while I was having my kidney donation surgery, and he reached out to me to make sure he knew exactly when my surgery was, because he was doing Hawaiian prayer for me to carry me through my surgery. And I can honestly say that's not something that normally happens. And Chris, I just really wanted to thank you for doing that and making me feel loved and helping me through the surgery with your spirit. So, Chris, I'm going to turn the mic over to you, and I'd love for you to talk about what you do for the Maui Visitors and Convention Bureau, how you work with travel agents, and how they can work with you.
Well, thank you once again. I'm honored to be here with Barry and Lorene, and I want to say mahalo for all your support to our beautiful islands, especially Maui and Molokai and Lanai, and hope to have many more wonderful friendship and working relationship as well here all the way from the island of Maui. I've been very fortunate to be able to work for the Visitors Bureau for over 14 years, and I honestly can say that the passion when I first started is just as strong or even more stronger to be able to go around the country and share about our host culture, our wonderful home, and to the visitors that come to the islands that make it a very special time for them to really see how lucky we are to live here in the Hawaiian Islands. So what I do, I go around the country and I do build a lot of relationships with the travel agent professionals, and trying to keep them top in mind when a consumer or someone comes into their office. And we want to let them know that the more that we could educate the travel agent professional on Maui, Molokai, Lanai, the more they'll be comfortable to share about our host culture, about our home, and of course the important things of why people come to Hawaii, and how we as the kama'ainas that live on the island really do appreciate the visitors coming.
Chris, one of the training opportunities I know that you work very hard with NACTA is you have a Maui master's program that is offered to NACTA members from time to time. I believe there's one coming up shortly. And I had the opportunity to do the one last March. And it really is a wonderful opportunity to get full, in-depth learning about your entire island. In fact, we did Molokai also. And just the love and the passion and the true spirit of the aloha nature. Can you talk a little bit about the agent opportunities that you offer from time to time?
Yeah, like as you mentioned, the Island Specialist Program, we've been doing it for probably like 10 years now, and all the islands do it. But we really found out, you know, besides just the regular fam that people come here for, and we can, of course, support that, but we wanted to get into a much deeper depth of the education and to actually to do hands-on things that, as what the locals do. So we have four programs a year, and we've been happy to be able to work with NACTA with these specialist programs. We found out once they get to the islands, you know, it's much more in-depth, one-on-one, meeting the actual natives of Hawaii. They meet the actual people that actually live here, and the hoteliers, the activities, and you actually build your relationship as a travel agent professional to these people that actually live on Maui. We found out you can learn as much as you want online, and that's really great, but you can't take out the experience that you're going to experience once you get here on the islands. through that, we actually have a new branding that we are starting in the whole state of Hawaii. It's called hashtag Let Hawaii Happen. So we're understanding when we get the travel agents to the island, we want them to be able to feel comfortable and to do Let Hawaii Happen as you go. Or you could say maybe we are more relaxed, or maybe how the Hawaiians like to be more easy-go-lucky. But we found out when you get here, yes, we have an itinerary for you, but we also want you to be able to be relaxed and let it happen, to go out and meet some old kupunas of uncles and aunties in the taro field is what we did, or maybe go on a canoe and learn about the wind, the sky, about the different fish in the ocean. How do we nurture our host culture and to be able to share it through the travel agent professional so they can actually experience it and bring it to the consumer once they come knocking at your door. We'd like to get very, very in-depth. And what we found out through the years that now everybody really is looking for a more really down-to-earth sense of place. People don't realize here in Maui, you know, we used to have the most sacred site in all of Hawaiian Islands is right here in Lahaina. And I think we did bring you to this site, Lorraine. It's called Moku'ula. And this is actually the great king of Maui, Pi'ilani. All his lineal descendants were buried there, as well as Kamehameha's line from the Kamehameha IV, 3rd and 4th. They actually were actually here in Lahaina. And you guys learned about that and found out when they actually moved the kingdom to the island of Oahu. But lots and lots of deep, deep history and sense of place that people around the world want to know and want to learn and learn to respect it and to be able to share it. Yeah.
And one of the things that I found very profound is, and I give due respect to NACTA when they have a master's program. An agent can only do it one time because this is an in-depth training program. It's typically limited to just 12 agents, and they need to be qualified. This is not a vacation, I am telling you. This is not for somebody who is says they're an agent and they are a taker of travel. This is really for the folks who are sellers of travel, because each of you, all of the islands, and, you know, I'm going to speak directly of yours because that was my most recent experience, is you really give your full attention to the agents that are there and to teach them the difference of how to sell the product and to be able to qualify their clients, because each island is completely different. So now that I am a master's specialist for Maui, when my clients talk about, oh, I want to go to Hawaii, what do you think? I can actually be able to qualify them in depth about where to go and what to look for and what the how they each island's different, because they're completely different. And that all of you are there, you'd be able to speak directly. We get to learn all sorts of things. As you said, there's an in-depth training, the food. Now, as always, you know, Chris, you are such a foodie.
Yes, and people don't realize when we talk about Maui, we're actually talking about Big Maui. You know, in the Hawaiian language and our culture, we call Maui Nui, and that means Maui County, which consists of Maui, Molokai, Lanai, and the island of Kaho'olawe. And we're in our programs, we bring you to Maui, and we also bring you to the island of Lanai and Molokai. And when you do that, you really see the different personalities of each island and what's very unique about it. And so we found out when we ever talk about Maui, it's always about these three islands. And, of course, the island of Kaho'olawe, is you can't go on there. You need a permit, but that is all part of the islands. As I mentioned, too, you know, you when you were with us with the specialist program, it is very busy. What pops in my head is when we were so busy, we were in Hana, we were late coming back, and I think your van was changing in the van just to get to our next event. That was kind of funny, but, you know, we are there to work and learn, and it was a fun experience.
And it gives everybody this wonderful opportunity to be able to bond, to network, and to develop very, very good, deep networking relationships with other agents that are involved in to be able to share the experience together. Yes, and I was in the van where we were all changing our clothes And Julie was driving along, so anybody that went was driving by us got flashed, but we didn't care.
Yeah, that was a fun time. I'm looking forward to a lot more fun times. I know we have another NACTA program coming up in May, so that's going to be fun as well.
Excellent. So tell us, my road warrior friend, some of the upcoming events that you will be going to while you're out traveling.
Well, actually, I'm leaving tomorrow. I'm going to be back in California, starting in San Diego, and then going up to Orange County, LA, then San Jose and San Francisco. And then again, as we move forward, I'll be around the country on the East Coast as well as Midwest and more. I mean, every month I'm out on the road. But the great part about it is, where else can you have a job to be able to share your host culture and your home to the world, where you just mentioned the word Maui and everybody has a big smile and they really want to be there. So when they do get here to the islands, we really want to make their Hawaiian dreams come true, you know, and really get to see the essence of our aloha spirit. Doesn't matter what background you are, once you live here on the island, you all have this happy smile, this great spirit. And, you know, we want to make sure that we do appreciate the visitors coming to the islands, and as well as the travel agents that are wonderful. They're actually our extended sales force team. And now today at Facebook and many different social areas, that now these sales force team of travel agent professionals are now my really good friends around the country that I look forward to seeing each time.
Yes.
And then my job is always to continue to keep trying to keep Maui top in mind. And what's really been great about it, you know, we did some studying this past July, and we came up with this program. You know, there's different destinations why they come to Maui. One could be Maui Loves Kids. One is romance. A new one that we started, and we were able to work with you actually a few weeks ago, Lorraine, was Maui is becoming a food destination. Lots of foodies. People are want to come because of the different types of food. So what we ended up doing, we have all, Maui has a great, vast community of wonderful young chefs, and we want to really highlight them. They're very, very, very well trained. So what we're doing now, we are looking at different parts of the country, and we started out off in California, and we're bringing chefs from around Maui with us as we do our programs. And these chefs come in, and they share about the Hawaii products and what they bring, and the type of culinary skills that they mix with Italian to Hawaiian to Pacific Rim, Asian. And we are been able to do some cooking demonstrations around the country, as well as doing actual lunch events and dinner events where we are inviting travel agents to actually enjoy it. And the fun part is about it is that we look for a host restaurant, and that chef, in return, we're actually going to highlight that chef back here on Maui April 4th at our Ag Festival, where all the different foodies come in and you'll be able to share it. So it's kind of like a rainbow connection. We're going out and sharing about why Maui is great and leading the pack in culinary, as well as be able to highlight a host chef that's taking care of us in the mainland. So far, we've had like 4 or 5 different events, and they've been very successful. And we hope to do many more around the country to share about what the type of food and type of products and things that we can actually share to the world.
And it the one that I had the opportunity to be part of, it was wonderful. The food, okay, Chris, I know you handpicked all the chefs. They were absolutely amazing. Can you talk a little bit about the chefs that you had that participated in this for the San Francisco one and what that meant, because it's so much more than just a trade show. It had more depth to it and more passion to it.
Yeah, you know, so we didn't just pick any chefs. We tried to get different types of different chefs that we could actually highlight in the mainland. You know, one chef is actually an executive chef at a really high-end hotel. And the great part about it is he actually went through training right here at Maui, our community college, where they have a wonderful, excellent food and beverage program. And it's funny because I actually knew him when he's a little young man, and now he's out there sharing the wonderful talent that he has. Another chef we brought in is like actually a streetery chef, and he actually is an executive chef that does banquets, and you'll see him more doing like food trucks on the streets. And another chef we had is a freestanding chef, and you may have seen him on Top Chef. His name is Sheldon. He actually took third place 2 years ago on TV, and he is actually originally from Hilo. Now we're glad that he's here on Maui. And he is wonderful. He has a wonderful draw. I think on his Facebook and Instagram, he has thousands of people that follow him. And, you know, just doing some research on social media, that's one reason we found out how people are drawn to the islands because of the food. And it's great to see them. Here in Hawaii, you know, everywhere you go, there's wonderful executive chefs. But now we're seeing a big push, or a wave, you may say, of younger chefs that's coming in with great ideas, coming in with great energy, and, you know, they're just regular people. You'll see them surfing on the streets in the afternoon, and then, you know, next day they're an executive chef making this wonderful food. But I'd like to see, when we brought them to the mainland, to really see them come out of their shell and to see them step forward and to be proud of what they do. And just seeing that on the cooking scales as also expanding to where they live from and how they can see how important the visitor is coming to the islands.
Exactly. So when people aren't able to do something like maybe see you at a trade show, because like you said, you're going to be going to a trade show next week, what would be other opportunities for agents to get some training? Are there particular websites you encourage them to go to be able to maybe become a designated Hawaii specialist?
Yeah, actually, we are so excited because we just started our new site on Hawaii Visitors Convention Bureau. It's called www.agents.gohawaii. And the great part about it is it took us maybe like 6 months to really fine-tune it and just really be able to make sure it is presented in the right way as us as Native Hawaiians, how we want to present it to the world. And that's the great part about I enjoyed about it. It was kind of a stressful beginning because, you know, we needed all these deadlines that we had to turn over. But now it's actually online and wonderful pictures. And this is a wonderful time for you to actually go through the program, get certified. Once you get certified on there, you'll be, of course, on this main list for all the programs that we do at Hawaii Visitors Convention Bureau, as well as the island chapters, and, of course, here on Maui, that I can actually reach out to all the professionals. Also, what we mentioned, once you get certified, we will have actually a list of your name will be on a list. So, like, say a consumer goes to the Hawaii Visitors Convention Bureau's consumer site, and they want a booking there in Southern California, and then your name, if once you pass, will pop up all the people that pass are certified in Southern California that they can actually book travel to Hawaii. And because you are certified, that's even much more enhances your resume on how you could be able to sell and share about the islands.
That's a brilliant way to be able to support the people that support you. I can tell you from firsthand experience, those tests are not easy. May have something to do with the fact that the Hawaiian language only has 12 letters in it. So sometimes the words sound a little bit alike and look a little bit alike.
Yeah, you know, the more you talk about it or you read it, the more it'll finally kick in. It took me a few years when I was growing up, but it kicked in. The more it kicks in and the more you use it, it gets easier. Like anywhere else, when you go to Japan or you go to Italy, you want to make sure you be sensitive of their culture and try to present it as much as best as you can. So we find out here in Hawaii that visitors actually want to learn more. They want to take the Hawaiian classes or the language, and they feel so happy that they can be able to learn something here in the United States with its own little host culture.
Exactly. Now, I understand that you are a representative of your island, and I understand also that you are never allowed to favorite children. Okay, I get that. With that set aside, what's your favorite thing to do on Maui?
Well, my favorite besides surfing, and my really favorite, and I think it comes with the blood, is to actually learn about the culture. There's so much culture here in the Hawaiian Islands. People don't realize, you know, in all of Polynesia, there's hundreds of islands in Polynesia, and we are part of the Polynesian Islands. There's a sacred site, and I think I may have taken you, I'm not sure you went, Lorene, to Pi'ilani. It's on a garden in Hana, and I love to go there because this sacred site, this big temple, is the biggest temple of all of Polynesia, and this is actually one of the great kings of Maui in the 14th and 16th century, those areas of Pi'ilani that he actually lived, and has a lot of how our Maui culture has been or who we stand for as Native Hawaiians. I always say, and I tell my friends, if whenever you have a chance to get there, that's what I like to do. I like to go right there and you just feel the presence and the spirit of this cultural site. And in the Hawaiian Islands, this Heiau or temple, this king was more into agriculture. It wasn't more of human sacrifices. So it's very, very cool. And as I mentioned before, there's actually direct lines from this sacred site all to this area in Lahaina called Friends of Moku'ula, where the sacred sites that I'm actually lucky to be on their board to share to the visitor that's coming to Hawaii. So that's one of my favorite things, is the culture. That was a short term.
You know, I like that. You weren't really able to point anybody out. I like that. That was very good. Barry, do you have any questions for our friend here?
Yeah, now, if a travel agent wants to maybe track you down and figure out where you're at any given point in time so that they may be able to attend, how would they do that?
They could actually call my office. My direct line is 808-442-8720, or call the Maui Visitors Convention Bureau, and I have my whole schedule there, and I could tell you exactly for the whole year where I will be. So because I'm so busy, I got to make sure I'm so organized and exactly know where I'm going to be. Also, I have a wonderful time where on my Facebook, if you want to be my friend on Facebook, a lot of people follow me on there as well as have Instagram. On Instagram, my name is Maui Crombie. I don't know how I got that, but it's Maui Crombie. And also, you could also check us out on hashtag Visit Maui, as well as hashtag Let Hawaii Happen.
Absolutely.
And then feel free anytime to get a hold of me. If your clients are coming within the first, second, or fourth quarter and you want them to actually experience something very unique on the islands, I have this master calendar here that I could share with them and kind of find out what they're looking for. If they just want to surf or they just want to sit at the beach or they are into shopping or, again, cultural, some unique things that we have on the islands. One is rappel. Maui, you rappel down a waterfall. If you're looking to that, more adventure outside, or you want to hike through a wonderful bamboo forest and come out to a 400-foot waterfall in this rainforest, if they want to do that as well. You know, Maui has something for everybody, and people don't realize that. Sometimes they say it costs a lot of money. We have lots of free things that you can do as visitors and kama'aina that live here that you can do daily here on Maui. Now, what right now, great thing is that when you just go to the beach or when you're driving right now, we have thousands of whales. All humpback whales are happening right now. A lot of people are actually going on kayaks and trying to follow these whales or going on whale watches. They're just all over, and they're going to be here all the way through late April. So we do have wonderful things. You know, if your clients want to do something different, if they're into movies, we have a event called the Maui Film Festival in Wailea, and they have this big screen out in the golf course watching, you know, movies that haven't even been out yet under beautiful skies, clear skies and stars, and you bring your own wine and enjoy it, your blanket and chairs. There's as many different things that I could be able to hopefully share with you as a professional that can enhance your client's vacation.
Thank you. If you're not available, let's say you are traveling, imagine that. Is there a specific place that we can send or contact the Visitors Bureau, or is it an actual office, or is there someone there to be able to get some ideas from, to be able to help clients get their vacation spectacular.
Yes, you know, we do actually have an office here in Wailuku. And to be honest with you, I'm successful because I have a wonderful, great assistant, and her name's Roxanne. So if I'm not in, ask for Roxanne. She's the sales assistant, and she makes me look good all the time. So that way's good as well. We also have at our office, that person answers the phone is our information specialist. So if both of us are in for some reason, she'll be able to either direct you or help you with your questions as well.
Thank you. Barry, any last minute questions? And the one you asked us a moment ago was great. And I know, sadly, we need to wrap up our podcast today, but I thought I'd give you one more chance.
Give me another shot at it. Well, I think I've had a learning experience here today, so I'm out of questions for the moment, but probably think of a few after we finish the interview, as usually happens. But anyhow, that's where I'm at.
Well, I want to thank you, Chris, and I do want to give a shout out to NACTA, because I know that I will see you, Chris, at the NACTA conference, which this year is going to be on the Kona side of the Big Island. It'll be from November 8th through 12th, and I know that you're going to be a big part of that event this year also. All the islands are always huge supporters of the NACTA conference. I can't thank you again for all the support that you give to NACTA and just to all the agents in general. And you are the true Hawaiian spirit, the aloha spirit.
My pleasure always.
Barry, if the listeners would like to reach you, what is a good way to do that?
Well, they can reach me by email at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net. And I'm on Facebook at facebook.com/HBTAS, which are the initials for the Home-Based Travel Agent Show. And Laureen, how about you?
I can always be reached by email. It is sharptongued@mac.com, and that's sharptongued at mac.com. You can also reach me on Facebook at Laureen R, that's L-O-R-E-N-E-R, or my Sharp Tongue Consulting Facebook page, which is, I know, it's hard to find me. Sharp Tongue Consulting is my Facebook page also. And Chris, could you give us your information if people would like to reach you also?
Yes, again, like, you can look me up on Facebook as Chris Kaia Okamalie, or of course, call our office at 808-244-3530. And my email is chris@mauivb.com. And, or just ask anybody for Chris K on Maui, and they'll find me.
You're easy to find, my friend, easy to find. All right. Well, thank you, Barry. Thank you, Chris. We will be back again next month, and I look forward to talking to you, Barry.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful weekend.
And once again, thank you, Chris, and thank you, Laureen, for being a part of the Home-Based Travel Agent Show. And I hope you, the listener, have enjoyed the Home-Based Travel Agent Show and you learned something from it. You know, I think our goal is for every show, we hope that each listener will take away something of value from the show. And I want to thank you all for taking the time to give us a listen. And we value your input, so please feel free to drop us a line at Barry@hometravelagent.net. So with that, I'll want to wish you all a special March coming up, and we'll be back again in March with another show and another interview. In fact, I think Laureen has been working as of today, even as today, that the day that I'm recording the show, she's been working on setting up the interview for March. So we will see you then. In the meantime, travel safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you next month. Bye now.